98.1 KZE. It's MK with you. I've got a guest in the studio. Gina Carbonari is back from the Ulster County SPCA. Gina, how you been?
Good. Staying very, very busy over there.
Yeah, always. I know last time we spoke, you had a lot of cats.
Yes, a lot of cats, and we have a lot of dogs. Mm-hmm. We definitely could use some folks coming in and adopting some dogs.
All right. Well, you have a big fundraiser this weekend.
We do.
The Furball, and hopefully that will... What do fundraisers do for you? Like, break it down for us. Where do the funds go for the SPCA?
So, yeah, 100% of the proceeds from all of our fundraisers go directly to care for all of the animals in the shelter. And on any given day, we have up to 200. Some days, we have more than 200 animals that are in the shelter. So that covers feeding them, cleaning them, caring for them, providing enrichment, doing all the things, veterinary care, making sure that they're spayed and neutered before they're adopted and vaccinated and on preventatives. So there's a long list of everything that these fundraisers help to support to make sure these animals are being properly cared for.
Yeah, so it's truly a direct cause and effect. Go to the fundraiser, raise some funds, animals get taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's a really fun one. It's the Furball.
It is.
Which I believe is an annual event.
It is. This is our 24th year of doing the Furball. And we are very, very excited about what we have going on this year. We are, again, down at Hutton Brickyards in Kingston. And we can't say thank you enough to them for hosting us each year. We have some fabulous hors d'oeuvres that are going to be there. We have a wine and beer bar. We have lots of sponsors. We want to make sure that we thank all those folks. We have Old Savannah, who's providing a ton of food for us. Dave Amato is always wonderful with the community. We also have Stone Pony, who's providing food, Stone Soup. We also have the Armadillo. We have a taco bar from the Armadillo.
Wonderful.
Yes. So we have some really amazing food that's going to be there. Our wine sponsor is JK Liquors out of Kingston. We also have a wonderful musical lineup. We have Soul Patrol, who is playing with Harvey Citron, and special guest Cindy Cashdollar, 5-time Grammy Award winner.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing. So everybody needs to make sure that they bring their dancing shoes, some fabulous soul, R&B, Motown music. It's going to be a really fun, fun night.
Cindy's an animal lover, I feel like.
She is, absolutely. And that's why she agreed to work with us this year and provide some entertainment for everybody and show her support as well for the animals.
Very cool. This is the Furball benefiting the Ulster County SPCA. It's this Sunday, the 15th. What time does it kick off?
So everything starts at 4 p.m. And it really is where we talk about fundraisers. This is a fundraiser. So again, come out, have a good time. It's a pretty flexible evening. Everything starts at 4. We don't have hard set times of, you know, everything has a schedule to it. We want to make sure everybody just comes and really enjoys themselves.
Cool. Now, tickets are still available.
They are. You can go to our website, ucspca.org, and tickets are $125, $125 per person. And again, all of the proceeds go towards the care of the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember, this is a donation that you're making. This is not like whoa, $125 for just a concert. No, no, no. Like, this is a donation that you're making to the SPCA. And in return, you get to go to this really fun gala with music and food and wine and beer at a beautiful location. Hutton Brickyards, of course, gorgeous, right down on the Hudson River in Kingston, and perfect weekend for it. I think we're going to be pretty much peak foliage this weekend.
I think that we are. So you're going to have beautiful views. The background there of the Hudson River is just amazing. And again, we also have a silent auction. We have raffles. So everything is going to be there to all help support the animals.
Now, dress code. When I hear gala, I think black tie. But what are we talking here?
Yeah, so we are a little more relaxed. Our gala event is really flexible. So by all means, if you want to come dressed to the nines in a gown and a tux, feel free. If you want to come a little more casual, feel free.
Cool.
So everybody comes just, you know, pretty much how they feel like dressing for the evening. Because the most important thing is that we're there for the animals.
Yeah. And again, there's great music. So you might want to wear comfortable shoes.
Yes, definitely. Something to dance in. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Let's update me on the SPCA. Any really good new dogs that you're particularly in love with?
So surprisingly, we have several shepherds right now. And I'm just really amazing that these dogs are even still here. So we have, I want to say that we have about 4 shepherds right now. A couple of them are still waiting to get their spay neuter surgeries done, and they'll be available probably within the next week. Mm-hmm. But we have a Dutch shepherd that's in house right now. We have a Malinois who most people were following her story because she's the dog who was lost in Phoenicia for about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Keeping everybody on their toes. She was really hard to catch. And once we finally did, you know, she had a little time to decompress at the shelter. And now she's an absolute love. She's Aww. A doll. So she's now available for adoption. We also have a shepherd puppy that's, I think, actually coming in today.
Oh, my gosh.
A 10-month-old Mal shepherd kind of mix. And then we have Nala, who is another shepherd mix, who she's available. We just have so many dogs that are just wonderful dogs. And again, we've kept saying it all year long of how over capacity we are with dogs, large dogs. So we really do need folks who are looking to adopt to take a look at our website. Everybody who's available is there. We have a wide variety of dogs. They all have different personalities. And always want to tell people, too, to take a chance on the dogs that might be a little bit shyer, the dogs that might have a minor behavior issue, because a lot of times those things may resolve themselves when they are actually in a home environment and not in the shelter. And they just really need somebody who's going to give them a chance.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we touched on this a little bit last time, but it always bears repeating that it takes a little time for a dog to settle into a home. So if you have adopted a new dog and you're like, oh my gosh, he's, you know, he's got separation anxiety, or, you know, he's not sleeping through the night, or this or that, like, he needs time to settle in.
Yeah, we always advise, no matter what it is, what type of species that you're adopting, that you want to give them at least 90 days to be able to acclimate into the new home.
Yeah.
And that's where, just think, if we as a human, we go to a new place, if we're actually going to be living there, it takes us a little while to get used to our surroundings and know what's going on and learn a routine. The animals need the same thing. They need that time to be able to make a few mistakes, maybe, and just learn what your expectations are, what their boundaries are going to be, and really what the routine is going to be for them on a daily basis living in that home. And once they get that, then they normally acclimate and everything is fine afterwards, but they need a little time to settle in.
Yeah, yeah. Are you looking for fosters at any time?
We desperately need fosters.
Okay.
We really need fosters who can take in large breed dogs, because that's what we are having the most issue of getting out for adoption right now, are all of our large breed dogs. And pretty much our entire shelter is filled with larger breed dogs. We have, certainly everybody's aware, we have a housing crisis, not just here, but in a lot of places in the United States right now. But here locally, it's really impacting the amount of dogs that are coming into the shelter, because people just don't have a place to be able to move and keep their larger dogs. So landlords put a lot of arbitrary rules in place. And I say they're arbitrary because when you say that there's a weight limitation, well, a weight limitation doesn't really mean anything, because, you know, you may have a really well-behaved dog who's 50 pounds, but now somebody can't have their pet anymore because the dog is just a heavier dog or a larger dog. And if you have a smaller dog who might have behavior issues, might not be housebroken, might have a whole lot of other issues, but now they can keep theirs just because it's a smaller dog. So that's where some of these rules just become a little bit arbitrary, and not necessarily probably in line with what a landlord might be intending in order to have a well-behaved pet living in their property.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's funny to try to protect your property by banning pets when, like, somebody with a cat is probably going to mess up your place less than somebody with a young kid.
Right. Yeah.
But there's... you can't discriminate against the kid, which I understand. But it's like, you know, really, like, you can't have a cat, you can't have a dog. Like,
yeah. And that's where, again, it's fairly arbitrary. A lot of the roadblocks that get put in place for pet owners when they're trying to find rental properties to allow them to keep their own family member, because mm-hmm. they really are part of the family.
Yeah. Oh, I've been through it myself a bunch of times when I was single with just me and Figgy. We moved several times because I am a maniac and yeah, just kept like changing what my direction in life. it was not easy every time to find a place that would let me bring a, you know, he's like a 65-pound, very hairy, you know, somewhat loud dog. He likes to bark and I'm always upfront about that. And yeah, it's a challenge.
Well, and again, dogs have a voice for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as dogs are going to bark, it's just like people are going to talk.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
And as, you know, a young single woman, like, I was more than happy to have like a pretty big, you know, substantially sized dog who makes a lot of noise. Like, that was a bonus for me, but
exactly.
Maybe not so much for my landlords.
Yes. I agree 100%. I enjoyed it very much as a single woman moving from place to place and making sure that everyone saw my dogs would bark like crazy and you know, don't pick this house because this is what will meet you at the door. Mm-hmm. It's always a good thing. Yes. Yes.
So fosters are always really helpful. And that's a great thing if you can't permanently have a dog right now, or if you're not sure if you want to permanently have a dog right now, but you'd like to help out, consider fostering. If somebody cannot foster and cannot adopt a dog at this time and can't afford to go to the gala, are you looking for donations? What are helpful things for folks to do to help out the SPCA?
Yeah. So we always say, you know, there's our little bit of a tagline is adopt, foster, volunteer, donate, share.
Yeah.
So those are all the things that you can do to help the Ulster County SPCA. If you can't adopt, then foster. And if you can't foster, then volunteer. If you can't volunteer, then donate. You can go to our website, ucspca.org, to donate 24 hours a day. If you have in-kind donations you want to help us with, our donation bins are always available 24 hours a day right at the shelter.
So pet food.
Yep. Pet food, blankets, linens, toys for the dogs, for the cats, all kinds of things that you can drop off at any time of day in our donation bins. And we also say share, because if you can't do any of those other things, but just by sharing and networking for us and letting people know what it is that we're doing and what we need, that in and of itself helps. And in this day and age of social media, you can end up reaching so many other people who you might not think would be interested, but they see that you're sharing something and that it's a passion of yours, and now they do become interested, and then they can help in all those ways too. So there's lots of ways that you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. Gina Carbonari is my guest. We're talking about the Ulster County SPCA, how you can help support their mission. It's a no-kill shelter. They do incredible work. Spaying and neutering is a huge part of what you guys do. Yes. As well, and providing low-cost healthcare for animals as well, right?
Yeah, so we have our monthly wellness clinic, which is low-cost veterinary care. It includes the veterinary exam, and your rabies vaccination is the initial fee, and then any of the vaccinations that you need, or preventatives or testing, all of that falls under that umbrella of wellness, is available as well. And interestingly enough, we actually just did on Sunday, as part of O Positive Festival, we provided our first veterinary clinic for the artists through O Positive. So that was a really, really great thing that we had talked about trying to do in previous years. And Lara Hope and the Arctones, she helped us to be able to coordinate all of that. She's their musical director for this year. So it was really great for us to be able to collaborate with them and provide those services at no cost to the artists, and to make sure that their pets, who are part of their family, were receiving the care that they needed.
Awesome. Awesome. And once again, the main thing that we're talking about today is the Fur Ball, which is this Sunday, and tickets are still available. It's a gala at the Hutton Brickyards. It's going to be a blast. It's a beautiful location. Soul Purpose is the band.
Soul Patrol.
With Cindy Cash Dollar.
Yep. And Harvey Citron.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And ucspca.org for tickets and info, right?
Yes.
ucspca.org. Gina, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. And also want to make sure that I thank Ulster Savings Bank as well as WKZE for being our hero sponsors. You guys are definitely helping to get the word out and making sure that everybody knows about our events and what we're doing. And we couldn't do it without that kind of support. So thank you.
Yeah, we're delighted to do it. You know, I'm a huge fan of your work. So yeah, thank you for doing all you do.
Awesome. Thanks.
I can't help myself. I always got to pick some thematic songs. So Band of Heathens, Black Cat on KZE.